The Gibberish Invitation to Web Programming. Objects, HTML, Templating, Components, and Signals. The following text is for young people and will sound like gibberish, but it is something you have to learn to understand slowly. Artificial intelligence made really complicated things possible. It can teach you and help you program everything. As a result, this gibberish helps you quit your job, AI helps you learn programming, and the ability to build powerful applications with the aid of AI helps you out of poverty, and more importantly, out of the fear of poverty. The point of the following text is to tell you that the web browser uses nested objects to display things. As in, a document contains a paragraph, and the paragraph contains text. The web browser has evolved far beyond text documents with links, but there is no better technology than a tree of objects. It is, however, complicated. HTML makes that a little bit simpler, but you also need a templating engine and reactive variables to simplify HTML and give it the notion of reusability. Otherwise, you'll be spelling everything out over and over again. While I talk about a templating engine, there is a web browser technology called Web Components, but it won't let you prototype user interfaces as quickly. And it being sturdy and professional, it introduces its own complexity, a bit more advanced than templating. You can, however, use custom elements in your templates, so you can easily move to more advanced code as you learn more. I am a big fan of using HTML. HTML was born of XML, which in turn came from SGML. HTML is a big deal because it describes nested object relationships. It looks intimidating at first, but to manage objects without HTML is just a little bit too much. Managing objects programmatically is at the limits of a programmer's mind, so they will begin unnecessarily simplifying their creations if that's all they got. There is one more layer that goes on top of HTML, and that is a kind of a cry for help, the templating engine, just to simplify things further. And that allows HTML to have some ability to reuse HTML snippets, introduce ideas of variables, and even logic. So we have nested objects, managed by HTML, with some magic provided by an HTML templating engine. The younger me would try to fix this, optimize it, and build something better. But this mess creates powerful things, and it works. It enables programmers to finish their applications. Others who shy away from the web browser often end up reinventing parts of it. Stay with the browser. The technique of nesting objects has been used by every user interface framework everywhere, and there is nothing more powerful. The chat UI that artificial intelligence uses today is a tree of objects that show the input box, the chat history, and all the bells and whistles, even in the most minimal user interface imaginable. Without HTML, there is no map for the underlying objects, and you can't do HTML without templating engines, because you will be repeating yourself to no end. So one kind of component architecture or another is necessary to further simplify HTML. Reusable snippets alone are still not enough. You will need variable support, interpolation, so that you can print some custom unique text in your HTML snippets or components. And that means you will eventually need to support forms. You will be making a login box, and now you will have to handle the user input, including live while the user is typing, as the case may be in a search bar. Instead of plain old variables, you have to use reactive variables, variables that announce when they change. They are called signals or observables. So you will reference a variable in your HTML component with a single word, like username. And that's it. When you change your username signal, it will automatically update in your template. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's another simplification trick to tame the system down. Wherever you are in the user interface, you can now say username.subscribe and connect the username to the interface you are developing or using. You may connect signals to parts of the user interface that may hide or show things dynamically. For example, when you open a drop-down menu. Here, you have a menu open reactive signal that returns true or false. And you set the visibility of the drop-down just based on those two values. Menu open will live at the heart of your application, but subscribe to from multiple other places that you no longer have to worry about. Because important signals live at the center of your application, you only have one place where you change everything. The squeezy and confusing text would not exist if it wasn't for the AI's ability to teach you programming. That's a shocking development that has never been possible before. We jumped into the future so hard that flying time machines and jetpacks are retrofuturism now. The AI will take care of all of your educational needs. A couple of years ago, personalized teaching was not accessible to all. But now you can become a programmer on your own by asking questions back and forth with a perfectly capable teacher. Learning at your own pace and in the sequence that matches your existing knowledge will do the trick. And I apologize for the gibberish, for not explaining everything. But you now know you will need a templating engine and you need to get to the signals and that there is something better, the web components that you probably end up using when designing something professionally. That is a very good aim to have. Your next step is to ask the AI to make tiny HTML JavaScript programs for you. It will create them live in the browser. And then you can look at the source code. You have to get used to the syntax and find all the things that repeat. AI answers all your programming questions instantly. And there is no question too big to ask. It has all the answers to all the most complicated programming questions. When you are done asking for examples and tutorials, start asking about making simple, lightweight clones of your favorite applications. Just learn inside out. And your first lesson here will be that simple and lightweight code is often more powerful than the original.